Welcome to the B-List, your weekly roundup of celebrity mess and pop culture. This week, new Brockhampton music, Black Panther, and the 2022 World Cup. Please be advised that this briefing contains mentions of sexual misconduct. In music, Brockhampton are releasing their final album this week. The project is titled The Family. The announcement comes after an interesting year for the rap group. In January, they announced they'd go on indefinite hiatus after two London shows and their April Coachella performance. At Coachella, they teased the new album. In November, they dropped two singles, and frontman Kevin Abstract confirmed the album will be released Thursday, November 17th. Rock band The Neighborhood have fired their drummer, Brandon Fried, due to sexual misconduct allegations. Singer Maria Zardoya of the band The Marias stated on Instagram last night that Fried groped her at a bar. A few hours later, The Neighborhood's social media accounts posted a response that said, quote, "We are grateful to Maria for coming forward. We have a zero tolerance for any kind of inappropriate behavior towards women." Fried posted a statement on his account discussing, quote, "problems with alcohol and substance abuse," end quote. He apologized to Zardoya, his band, and their fans. In movies, Black Panther: Wakanda Forever released last Friday. The film notched $180 million at the box office, making it the highest November opening of all time and the eighth highest opening of the MCU. In sports, the 2022 FIFA World Cup kicks off in Qatar on Sunday, November 20th. It will be the first World Cup held in the Arab states. Unlike previous World Cups, which have taken place in June and July, 2022's games are scheduled for the fall to avoid Qatar's summer heat. The tournament is set to start amidst allegations of corruption in the host selection process, as well as accusations of worker abuse. And tonight for Monday Night Football, the still undefeated Philadelphia Eagles host the Washington Commanders at 7:15 p.m. CST. The Eagles already beat the Commanders 24-8 earlier this season. Philadelphia is off to its greatest start in the franchise's 90-year history, and could become the 23rd team to start 9-0 in Super Bowl playoffs. The Commanders, for their part, are a game away from a spot in the NFC playoffs. That's all for the B-List this week. Check in next Monday to hear about what happens this week in pop culture. For WNUR News, I'm Allison Rauch.